as our minister is laid aside and unable to lead our service tonight, we will have a praise service. Elders will introduce psalms as follows. I will introduce Psalm 91b, Eliot Psalm 8a, Alan Psalm 46, William will introduce Psalm 62b, Robert will introduce Psalm 139, and then finally Roy will introduce Psalm 148b and close our praise service in prayer. Yeah, 91A is fine, yeah. Fits better with the tune. Yeah. The tunes are up here for the benefit of those who are introducing the Psalms. Okay, we'll begin our praise service and prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Sabbath day, which is for our good as we rest from our normal labours and worship you. It is good for us to worship you both in the morning and the evening of your day. We praise you that you are the great and mighty God and greatly to be praised. Give us thankful hearts to worship you this evening as we bring you our psalms of praise. We praise you that you are the maker of heaven and earth. You are sovereign over all of your creation. The world is not only the work of your hands. The world is in your hands. We read in your word that we are to be anxious for nothing. We are to bring our requests to you. We pray for your mercy towards us as coronavirus spreads across our nation. Give us a sense of calm in these days of uncertainty with some of our meetings and activities being cancelled. We pray for our minister who is unwell and unable to be here tonight. We pray that you will help and strengthen him in the days ahead and that soon he will be back in our midst. We pray for your blessing on our praise service now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, our first psalm then is Psalm 91b. Sorry, 91a. And the tune is Communion number 7. This psalm speaks to us about the goodness and the power of God. It describes God delivering, protecting, and lifting up his children. We often feel anxious, but in the midst of life's troubles, this is a good psalm to turn to. How comforting it is to know that God is watching over us all the time. We are always under his watchful care. In verse 1, the writer of the psalm refers to the sheltered place of the Most High. We are to stay in God's presence and rest in his shadow for protection, and he will shelter us from our difficulties. The psalmist then expresses his trust in verse 2. I therefore to the Lord will say, he is my refuge, my sure stay, my citadel of strength is he, my God, in whom my trust will be. We are to call on God's strength and not rely on our own strength. In verse 4, the psalmist says that we can take refuge under his wings. His truth is our shield and protector, ever true. The psalm mentions a variety of ways in which the evil of this world threatens us and puts us in danger. But if we know the Lord is our protector, we will not be afraid. God reminds us that we are not alone in this world. And towards the end of the psalm we read, because he set his love in me, from danger I was set free. Because to him my name is known, on high I'll set him as my own. And when on me this man will call, then unto him I answer will. I will be with him in distress. I'll rescue him, and him I'll bless. If we love God and honour his name, he will deliver us. If we call on him, he will answer us. He will honour those who honour him, as we seek after God and walk in his ways. There is great blessing. We will have a great reward in heaven, an inheritance that does not fade away. Okay, we'll sing verses 1-4 in praise to God.
Our next psalm is Psalm 8a, and we'll be singing, I think we'll sing the whole psalm, it's not that long. Now, in this psalm, it starts off praising God for what he's created. How excellent in all the earth, Lord our Lord, is your name. You have displayed your glory high above the heavenly frame. when we look around us and see the creation, we realize that it is made by someone who is almighty, all-powerful. And we should always praise God for his works. When we get to verse 3, there it reminds us, when we look to the heavens, which your own fingers made, the moon and the stars, when we see that, and when we see that this evening the sky is reasonably clear, and as it gets darker we'll see a myriad of stars, and there are so many you couldn't count them, and yet God has made all that. And as we go on through the psalm, then we read in verse 4, "What is man that you should him in kind remembrance bear? Or what the son of man indeed that you for him should care?" And it goes on then to say, "For you a little lower than the angel have him made, a crown of glory and renown have placed upon his head." But these verses, from verses 4 to 6, if we turn to Hebrews chapter 2, we'll see these verses are quoted there, and we see how they really apply. Now, reading in Hebrews chapter 2, from verse 6 onwards, it says, "But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honour, and did set him over the works of thy hands." And in that verse, that's referring to man, to that how God gave him dominion over the creatures and so on, and put everything under and subjection under his feet. But then it goes on then in verse 9 to say, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him from whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings." And through Jesus' death on the cross, he destroyed death and saved his people from the power of sin. And that's the greater meaning that we have in this psalm. So we'll sing this psalm in praise to God from verse 1 right through to the end.
Oh, Psalm 46. Singing Psalm 46. That speaks about God is our refuge and our strength, and we must remember that. And all things can happen to a person, but if they're in the Lord Jesus Christ, they're safe. Verse 3, a river in whose streams made glad the city of our God, the holy place where the Most High has made his firm abode. God is within the midst of her, unmoved. She stands always, and God will surely grasp her help at dawning of the day. Now, the tune for the psalmist, Petros 1:8-6. We'll sing from verse 1 to verse 4. And that covers it.
Our fourth psalm is Psalm 62b, and we're going to be singing the first five verses of the psalm. The psalmist here speaks of his hope and of his confidence in God. He says, "My soul in silence waits for God alone." He has a confidence in God and an only God. And these days of uncertainty, that's where our confidence shall be. And the days to come, we'll hear in the politicians and news, and some of them thinks we should be doing one thing. This has already happened last week. And then other politicians, they think the government should be doing something else. But our confidence should be in God in these uncertain times. The psalmist here acknowledges God as his Saviour. He only is my Saviour and my rock. He is my stronghold. I will not be moved. This is in contrast to the wickedness of this world, those who delight in lies. He says, "How long, O men, will you assault a man, hoping his life to shatter all of you? Even as a leaning wall, a torturing fence against him, surely you have plotted too." In our world today, there are people who know time for God, and they would discourage us and our faith. They would question us and our faith, but we need to remain securely and God and what the Bible tells us. The psalmist knows that here that he can rely on God, the God of his salvation. His salvation has made him take his refuge in God. He says, because my hope, it only comes from him. He is the rock. He is my rock and my fortress. He is my Savior. I'll not be moved. In God, my glory and salvation rest. So the psalmist has come to put his trust in God. He's trusting in Jesus as his Savior. And the last verse, I think these are words for the times we live in. My rock of strength, my refuge is in God. O people in him, always put your trust. Before him, people, pour out all your heart. God is our refuge. He'll watch over us. And God will be our refuge in the days to come and the weeks to come, no matter how long this virus or alas, and in this and our times of uncertainty, we need to seek God as our refuge, and he'll watch over us. So we're going to sing the first five verses of Psalm 62b. The tune is Eventide 274. Okay.
My soul. I've picked Psalm 139. When you're little kids, a popular game is hide and seek. I know that when I was young, I had a good hiding place. I hid in the rubbish bin and nobody could find me for a very long time. But we're looking here in this psalm that that God sees and knows all things. There's many today who think they can trick God, that they can pretend that they are nice people, but inwardly they hope that they don't see what the heart of man is like. But God knows. He knows our thoughts. He knows us even before we were born. He knows each part of us. And that we look here in the psalm, stanzas 4, where can I from your spirit be? Where from your presence can I flee? You are in heaven if there I fly, and in the grave if there I lie. No matter what place that we go to, God will be there. He is with us, and he will either be our helper if we are believers in him, or he will be our judge if we are rebels and going against him. So we're going to sing Psalm 139, singing stanzas 1 to 4, and then the last stanza, stanza 14. Let us praise God.
Our closing psalm is Psalm 148, stanzas 1 to 5. And the tune is Darwell 221. Psalm starts off, "From heaven, O praise the Lord, in heights the Lord's name praise. All angels praise him now, and all his host praise raise." So the heavenly beings praise God. Even the angels, and also the sun and the moon, all the heavenly beings praise their creator God. And stanza two, let them now all praise the great name of the Lord, for they created where when he did speak the word. So everything on earth that is created by God, and they should praise God as we should praise God. But we can only truly praise God when we know him as our Savior. Otherwise, so many in this world reject God, so therefore they have no desire to praise God. And even the elements that God has made, stanza three, fire, hail, snow, cloud, and wind, which in command he keeps. Everything that God has made is under his control. And also the beasts in stanza four. They also want to praise God. And then we stanza five, his name and glory are above the earth and heavens. Their horns he lifted up, praise for his saints is given. Yes, for the race of Israel, those near to him, the Lord, O praise. It's only his saints, his saved ones, who will really have the heart to praise God. So let us do that now as we sing these lines together.
Oh,
conclude in prayer. Our God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together and this opportunity to be reminded that you are the great God, the one who's in control, and you are always to be praised. And especially by your saints, those who are saved through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just be with us now. Take us to our homes in safety and help us to live for you each and every day. We bring our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Just to tell you about what one of our members, Rebecca Hanna, has placed on Facebook this evening for our friends to see. This is sort of the gist of it. We are scared of being out of control as things are at this time. We need to turn to the one who is in control, repenting of our sins. And she quotes 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. I'll just read them. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I think this is quite a thought that Rebecca put up on her Facebook.